go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation. This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action from my people.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our next presenter, I'm going to bring him up here. This is Andrew Sorcini. He's a good friend of mine, Andrew Sorcini. Let's hear for Andrew Sorcini, everybody. He's from all the way from the state of California where the communists have taken over. How many homeless people do you have to dodge per day while jogging?
No joke, about a half a dozen.
Okay,
for sure.
So yeah. That's a fact. Who here is from California? Anybody from California? Oh, yeah, it's getting a little crazy in California. Well, how I know Andrew is years ago, I had done very well with a company. It was an entertainment company. And before, this is years ago, I used to, if you can believe it, I used to organize 4,000 weddings a year. So if you go to djconnection.com, I don't own the company, but it was 80 per weekend. And I was making some money, and I talked to a guy who owned a bank, and I said, what should I do with my money? And he says, well, you should take a quarter of your cash and buy gold and silver, and a quarter of your cash and buy real estate from emotional people. And I said, how do I know, you know, they're emotional? He said, when you see his clothes burning in the lawn and she's saying, get out of here, that's the kind of guy you want to buy real estate from. And then keep your other half of cash on hand. And I said, well, how much should I keep in the bank? And he says, very little. And I said, why? And he goes, because I own a bank. And I'm telling you, your banks, it's fiat currency is not real. How many of you know about fiat currency? So I'm going to try to give you a 14-minute crash course on fiat currency. I'm going to give you some facts. So first off, question number one, what is money? Money is a medium of exchange. Do we all agree? Money is a medium of exchange? So the question is, in 1971, what happened to America's currency? What happened in 1971? We got out the gold standard. Also in 1971, it's the same year that Richard Nixon, he got us off the gold standard, same year that Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum. Also the same year we began sacrificing babies to Baal, 1971. Also the same year that the book Rules for Radicals, a book dedicated to Satan, often quoted by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, was written, 1971. You got that, 1971? Also the movie Shaft came out in 1971, so you could say the world got the shaft in 1971. That's gonna be, okay. So now, why was gold $40 an ounce in 1971, and why is it $1,700 or $1,600 an ounce now?
I would say primarily it's been through the mass printing of currency by the U.S. government. Currency, they just printed out to pay off debt and buy things that they can't afford to have.
Okay, how many of you are here? Yes, great, it's awesome. Okay, so Joe Biden right now, we're told the inflation rate is 12.5%. Are we all on the same page? We've heard this, but I wanna ask you, how much has, just yell out the percentage, how much as a percentage has the cost of gas gone up since President Donald J. Trump left the White House? Somebody yell it out.
It's a lot.
Did anybody yell out 12.5%? Okay, yeah. Now how much has the cost of food gone up for you since President Donald J. Trump left the White House? I know the cost of lumber has gone up double. How many of you are in the building industry, construction industry? How many of you are in the feeding your family industry? You go buy groceries? Who here is in the car driving industry? You drive cars? Okay. So the inflation rate is not 12.5%. The actual, you guys get that? The actual real inflation rate is not 12.5%. Okay. So please explain to me why as government prints money, why does the dollar worth less?
Because the value of the dollar goes down when that, the printing of money creates inflation. Inflation actually hurts the value of the dollar. So right now, if the true inflation rate is 25%, then that means that your dollar could buy about 3/4 this year of what it could have bought last year.
We on the same page? Got that? Okay. So we're gonna scroll down to a question before. Scroll down here real quick, Devin. Devin, scroll down real quick. Okay, next. Okay. So the actual inflation rate, if you wanna say how bad is the actual inflation rate, let's go to usdebtclock.org. Who's been to usdebtclock.org? This, by the way, is a great way to make a weird Thanksgiving conversation starter. You just pull this up on the big screen and don't talk about it. Just have this on all your screens at your house. Just look at it. Look at that. That's the usdebtclock.org, okay? So, Dev, let's go back to my notes here. So, usdebtclock.org, okay. So, what happens is question number five, why is Russia demanding to be paid? Russia, Putin, this isn't a big Putin commercial. I'm just saying, Putin is now saying that he wants to be paid for real oil, and he wants to exchange real oil in exchange for real currency, which he defines as gold, silver, the ruble. Why is Putin now saying, I don't want fiat currency?
Because Putin and the BRICS nations are banding together to topple the U.S. dollar as far as being the world's reserve currency. That'd be the biggest reason.
Okay, so I want, by show of hands, who has not gone down the rabbit trail of BRICS? B-R-I-C-S. Show of hands. It's okay. Just want to bring it up. Okay, so BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That is 41% of the Earth's population. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Now, Saudi Arabia just announced they're joining BRICS. So is Venezuela. So is Iran. Mm-hmm. That now totals over 70% of the Earth's population is now moving to a gold-backed currency, which means all of the world's leaders, except for the United States, are now hoarding gold. Why would the world's leaders be hoarding gold?
Because they know that the whole world is based on fiat currency, America included, and they know that the fiat currencies will be extinct sometime very soon. And gold and silver have always been the world's currencies anyway. So they're actually going into gold and silver to see what happens with everyone's currency.
Now, when I started buying gold was about $700 an ounce. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a financial genius, I took said gold and I put it in a can at an undisclosed location. And now it's worth $1,700 U.S. dollars today. Why has the price of gold gone up from $700 to $1,700 if I do nothing?
It's, again, this is a great way to hedge the inflation that is caused by the huge printing of trillions and trillions of dollars that are basically worthless. So the price of gold should be thousands of dollars an ounce compared to where it's at. So it, over time, it will just only go up, up, up.
Now, question number seven is, why is Iran, Turkey, and Russia, why are they all teaming up right now? You guys notice this? Have you guys noticed this? Iran, Russia, and Turkey are all teaming up. Can you click on link number seven? Can you? So why would Iran, Russia, and Turkey? Why are they all teaming up? Why are you seeing Xi and Russia teaming up? Why is Russia now trading oil back and forth with China and they're not using the U.S. dollar? Why would they be no longer using the U.S. dollar when they trade back and forth?
They're trying to unseat the dollar as being the most powerful currency in the world. Right now it still is, but it's actually the best of the worst. But they know what's coming. The big banks and all the big world leaders, they know what's coming.
So if we go back to our notes here, okay, we'll go back to our notes here. Let's scroll down a little bit here. Okay, so what's happening is you got Russia, China, India, South Africa, Saudi Arabia. They're all moving away from the U.S. dollar. So. And I'm not asking you to give a prediction. I know you're not a prophet. But what would happen if the BRICS nations, which is 70% of the Earth's population, they say we're no longer going to use the dollar?
Then the dollar would become worthless, and people here in the States would be scrambling to figure out what the next currency is. And in that meantime, you'd need something like gold and silver, because we wouldn't know immediately how we would buy things that we need day to day. They're just regular goods and services that we use every day.
So there's people like me who buy gold and silver consistently as just a percentage. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get rich. I'm just trying to not lose everything through inflation. Makes sense. And so people like me are consistent buyers. But when you tell people what you do for a living in California, what percentage of the time do people think you're nuts?
Most of them don't understand it out there. They think just everything's peachy, no problems at all. And they have the president that they want where we live mostly. And they just don't get it. So we're out there trying to spread the word to people so that you can understand how to protect yourself in a declining market.
And you've been selling gold and silver for how long?
My whole life, since I was 15 years old.
How old are you now?
52.
Okay, so you've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah, more.
Okay, so what are the most common questions people ask you? We're going to pull up your website real quick. And again, if you guys use Goldline or BHPM or whatever gold and silver buyer you want to use, great. I just want to explain to you what's happened. Is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, we on the same page. That's the BRICS nations. They're all moving away from the dollar. And they've now convinced Saudi Arabia. Who saw that? That Saudi Arabia just announced they're in with BRICS. Mm-hmm. And that would be, we have the petrodollar since 1974. So this is a very bad thing for the U.S. dollar. Some economists predict it'll happen immediately. Some say next year. Some say it'll gradually over time. But what are the most commonly asked questions people have? Because most people who reach out to you are first-time gold and silver buyers, correct?
Yes, absolutely. About 85% of people that reach out to us are first-time buyers. The biggest questions I get are, do I physically receive the gold and silver that I invest in? And the answer is yes. I would say 99 out of 100 times you receive it yourself. There are options to have it stored off-site if you feel that where you live, you don't have somewhere safe to store it at. But But yeah, that's probably the biggest question.
And to keep it safe, do you ship it in a box that says, this is not gold?
Almost. We ship by FedEx, and it comes fully insured to your doorstep, and it is in a discreet package. And it sounds like a strange concept, but it happens every day. Like millions and millions of dollars are being sent in gold and silver every day by FedEx and UPS, and we've never lost a single package.
Now, tell me about this. Why should people not be buying gold certificates, like pieces of paper that say, I have bought gold?
That's a great question. Clay's referring to paper gold or paper silver, and many of those are oversold. They're supposed to be based on a certain number of gold and silver ounces that do exist somewhere, but there are a lot of reports out there that they're oversold by many times, as many as, say, 50 times over. That's like if I had 1 ounce of gold and I sold it to 50 different people, and none of the 50 people took delivery of it, but if one day all 50 wanted to take delivery of it, then we would have to fold like a house of cards.
So we're going to click here on the history of inflation button, then let's click on that real quick, the history of inflation. Right there, boom. Okay, so the history of inflation, this will be very clear. We'll scroll down to the most recent, Devin, and then we'll kind of work back from the most current. Scroll all the way down. Okay, scroll back up. Okay, so Venezuela in 2013. How many of you know the history of Venezuela? It was once the most prosperous South American country, right? And then they had the Maduro and Chavez family. They switched the vote, and the inflation rate was 41%. 41%. Which, by the way, how many of you think by show of hands that your actual inflation rate that you're paying for gas and food and stuff is about 30%. Does anyone think it's that high? Who thinks, keep your hand up if it's higher than 30%. Who thinks it's higher than 40%? Okay, so the next step that happened is the inflation rate hit 65,000% in Venezuela. Then you have Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, their highest monthly inflation rate hit 79.6 billion percent, which means that the price doubled every 24.7 hours. If you scroll up here a little more, up, okay. Yugoslavia, 313 million percent. How can the inflation rate of these countries be 79.6 billion percent? How could that happen?
Because their currency was worthless, like worthless.
And so fiat currency, I just want a final thought here. Fiat currency means currency via decree. It's backed by nothing. Do we know that? It's backed by nothing. It's not backed by gold. And I think many people are discovering that Joe Biden's brain is backed by nothing. Have you discovered that? You know, it's like, what is he muttering? What did he say? It's almost like a game show people are playing at home now. What did he say? What did he? I don't know what he said. What did he say? Was it bad? Was it good? So when people lose faith in the currency, what happens?
They get scared and they start pulling it out of the bank in droves.
So how many of you have noticed the stock market just keeps going down, tick, 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 tick. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I brought Sorcini up here is whether you guys just buy from him or somebody else, I wanted you to have a resource you could trust and ask questions to. So are you going to set up a camp over here or over there? Where are you going to be?
I'll be up here somewhere where people can come out and chat with me for a little bit on how to get started. I'll hand out some business cards and tell you how to get set up.
Okay. So anything else you want to share, the commonly asked questions you want to share for anybody out there?
I would say for anyone that's been on the fence with trying to protect yourself against inflation or against the declining dollar with gold or silver, you really should reach out. You can go on our website, bh-pm.com, fill out the online form, and say that that you learned about us from the Reawaken Tour, but definitely reach out because all of the financial markets seem to be on the verge of collapse. We're seeing the stock market really head south. Next is going to be the real estate market. We're seeing interest rates could be up as high as 7% as early as next month. So that's gonna put a stake through the real estate market. And people are really pulling their money out of the traditional investments. And they're not dead for good. Everything's cyclical. They'll all come back. But there's no need to sit through it and take the losses when you can protect yourself with gold and silver in the meantime.
Again, that's my good friend Andrew Sorcini of bh-pm.com, bh-pm, that's Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Andrew Sorcini, thank you for joining us one more time. Folks, let's hear for Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them. And everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America Tour to beautiful Branson, Missouri on November 4th and 5th. Again, we're taking the Reawaken America Tour to Branson, Missouri on November 4th and 5th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America Tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America Tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Mel Kay, late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, and Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available.
Whoa.
Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, with Clay Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price, and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa.
All right, Angelina, how old are you?
13.
Joey, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Joey, what's your relationship to me?
So I go to school with your daughter, and
okay.
I work for you.
And who is this person?
This is your daughter.
That's right. Okay. And we have MyPillow products in our home. Thanks to Mike Lindell. And what we're doing today, guys, is we are joined here in the studio because I want to encourage everybody that it is starting right now, Mike Lindell Appreciation Month today on. And so what I encourage everyone to do now is I want you to go to MyPillow.com. People ask me all the time, they say, how can I support the tour? How can I help the Reawaken America Tour? You go to MyPillow.com. Let me show you real quick here. You go to MyPillow.com. And I'm going to do it right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Pull up the website. Feel in the flow. Working it. Logging onto my account.
Feeling the flow.
Clicking it. Okay, so MyPillow.com. And Joey, do you own any MyPillow? You go to MyPillow.com/Clay. So MyPillow.com/Clay. That'll get you a discount off of everything right there. Again, MyPillow.com/Clay. Joey, do you own any MyPillow products?
I do not.
Okay, well, that means that you need to get started. You need to go up there to MyPillow.com/Clay. And if you buy anything at all on MyPillow.com, it helps support the Reawaken America Tour. Angelina, do you have any MyPillow products?
Yeah, I have slippers, and then I have a couple pillows.
You got slippers, you got pillows?
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Well, I don't have any other stuff.
Do we have cat beds?
Mom,
this?
Yeah, they sell cat beds. They sell mattresses.
They do have cat beds.
And listen, have you purchased your Christmas presents yet?
No.
That's the problem. You guys got to get out there. So you just go to mypillow.com/Clay. You can support the Reawaken America Tour. And I want people to know this. Also at timetofreeamerica.com, you can download my newest book. Can you grab that there, Angelina? It's my newest book. It's called The Great Reset versus it's The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. You can download this book 100% free today at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, you can watch the documentary, which you're in. You can download the documentary for free tonight by going to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on the Watch the Reawaken America documentary. You can watch it. And again, Joey, just I hate to call you out, but have you bought your Christmas presents yet?
I have not.
It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month. How have you not possibly purchased your Christmas presents yet?
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's make sure we're learning at home here. If we want to support Mike Lindell, the Reawaken America Tour, and for the fight against election fraud, Joey, where do we go?
Mypillow.com/Clay.
Yeah, /Clay, and then we get a discount. And Angelina, have you got your Christmas presents yet?
No, I don't have any money.
Don't let that get in the way, okay? What we got to do is we got to go to mypillow.com/Clay. That's where you can buy your MyPillow products. Have you seriously not purchased your Christmas present yet?
No.
Joey, have you not got started yet?
I have not.
What are you guys doing? It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month here. So go to mypillow.com/Clay. That's one way to support the Reawaken America Tour. Also, you can download the documentary for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com. And you can download my new book, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. All this is available at timetofreeamerica.com. And again, you can support Mike Lindell Appreciation Month by going to mypillow.com/Clay. And what better way to say I love you this holiday season than by buying your friend or family a cat bed? Or moccasins, or a mattress, or do you own any other MyPillow products?
I just have slippers and then the pillows, and then I don't know if the cat beds are from there or not. But I
don't need more slippers. I'll be starting my Christmas shopping today. You know why?
Why?
Because it's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month starting today. Also, folks, people always ask me, they say, how's that lawsuit going with Dominion? Well, what happened is the former head of security for Dominion Strategies, Eric Coomer, he decided to, by the way, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can check this out. But the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, he has decided to sue the Reawaken America Tour because he claims that we have defamed him. And so by sharing the truth about election fraud. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer that ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the day while intoxicated. So and he lied to police who were wearing a body cam, and they captured it all on video, which I'm going to show to you in just a moment. So again, folks, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, our lawsuit against Eric Coomer, as we defend ourselves against the defamation lawsuit of Eric Coomer, just go to mypillow.com/Clay. That's one great way you can help out. I really do appreciate all the help out there, folks. Thanks again.
Wow.
One of the bed and breakfasts from Street Inn or something like that and took off on foot. I'm gonna have 8 go over there and secure the vehicle.
Holy crap.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you Eric?
Yeah.
So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here putting the order away.
Okay. Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's 2 blocks down on the right.
Okay, and you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah. Had a couple shots with the cook.
Okay. Do you mind if we step out back and talk for a
second?
Walk me through your route to get from where you parked there.
Came from my house, came down. I live up on the Mesa.
Okay.
So I came down side route, came down Sackett, parked over there.
Okay. So what happened in between there?
Okay. I'm going to come around to the front.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So... you didn't hit a building?
No.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have your truck with damage on it.
Okay.
matching damage to a building down there.
Okay.
And witnesses saying the guy in blue plaid got out of a truck and came back here.
Okay.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
No.
Okay. You understand why that's hard to believe? That
understood.
But you were the only person driving your vehicle?
As far as I know.
Okay. And you parked it two blocks up on the street there?
So at this point,
4x4 pickup truck,
we're at Fork in the road. This officer can take you to jail. Okay, you're gonna charge you with felon misinformation along with all the traffic stuff.
Okay.
Or you can cut the nonsense. He cuts your ticket for the crash, and we move on with life. It seems goofy to me to jam yourself up with more charges when you're obviously responsible for this thing is property damage. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Understood.
So.
Like you said, we're at a fork in the road. The choice is yours.
Okay. You can talk to my attorney.
Okay. Go ahead and turn around. Put your phone back for me.
Yep.
He was being filmed on body cam. And he lied to police about what happened. If you're saying, well, what can I do to support right now? One thing you could do, and I mean this, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click on the button here that says donate to support Clay Clark, Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great because the legal fees, the ongoing legal fees for this lawsuit are almost $3,000 a day. So if you could donate anything, I mean, we just had somebody donate 11 hours ago, $20, someone donated $100, any amount at all would be absolutely helpful. All that money goes to just fight against that lawsuit with Eric Coomer, who's coming after myself, Mike Lindell, and other patriots. And then the second thing you could do is if you go to mypillow.com and you want to buy anything at all, you know, Jordan, it's never too early to buy your Christmas presents, right?
No, it's never too early.
What's the earliest you bought your Christmas presents? Like, what's the earliest in advance that you purchased your Christmas presents?
January.
Of the year. So January after December, mm-hmm. You bought it almost a full year in advance?
Yep.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody, just go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything. And that is an absolutely great way to support the tour. I'm very appreciative for everybody who's showing up at the Reawaken America Tour. But again, for anybody who says, Clay, how can I help the tour? How can I help you guys? Again, go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything at all that helps support Mike Lindell and the tour. Also, if you could donate anything at all to support in our ongoing litigation versus Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, who believes that the Reawaken America Tour is defaming him. Apparently, a lot of people don't want you to know about election fraud. The question is always asked. The question is always asked at the Reawaken America Tour. People always ask me, what do you actually do for a living? I mean, what have you been doing since 2006? Jordan, you work inside the Reawaken America Tour. You come to the events there. Yep. And by the way, be really close to the mic so people can hear you. Do people ever ask you that question?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
So, we help businesses grow. I mean, if people ask me, you know, what do you do for a living? I help businesses grow. The main thing I want people to know right now, if you're watching right now, you have a business and your business is struggling, it's maybe not doing super well. This is what we do. If you go up here to thrivetimeshow.com, so we're going to go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on testimonials, you're going to see over 2,000 video testimonials from real people just like you who we've helped to grow their businesses. So this is an example. The Flyover Conservatives, we helped them to grow their brand by 16,000%. In the last 12 months, we've helped Shaw Homes to grow from a $24 million company to nearly a $200 million company. And we've helped this company, Electric City, to grow dramatically. The Delrick organization to grow dramatically. The Green Line Plumbing Company. This is what we do. So if you're out there today and you say, I have a business and I need to grow my business, or I want to start a business and I don't know how to do that, I encourage you to go to thrivetimeshow.com, click on the testimonials button. And when you click on the testimonials button, you can see I've worked with thousands of clients since 2006. I grew up very poor and wanted to be not poor. And so I started my quest to not being poor at the age of 15. And I built America's largest DJ or disc jockey entertainment company, which I sold around 2007 called DJConnection.com. I no longer have any connection to that business, but I own a haircut chain called Elephant in the Room. It's EITRLounge.com. It's a haircut chain. I also am a part owner of a dog training franchise. For anybody out there that wants to learn how to own your own business by becoming a dog trainer, we do that. Also, I coach with wonderful clients and help them grow, like flowphotos.com, like PMHOKC.com. Jordan, I mean, you're here every day. Why do you believe that the clients that we work with grow?
Because we keep them on task and do everything they have to grow, whether it's more reviews, whether it's hiring, firing, whatever it is they need to do, we make sure they do it so
right.
they can improve.
So if you're out there today and you're looking for a proven business system, a step-by-step, almost like bowling with bumpers where you can't possibly lose, you want a proven path to grow your small business, just go to ThriveTimeShow.com and you click here on conferences. You can learn about attending one of our conferences. If you're looking for one-on-one consulting, you just click here on business growth consulting. You can schedule a free consultation with myself. And if you want to learn about how we've been doing it since 2006, you want to see proof. And then the question is, well, how much do you guys charge? I have always, this is my process. I charge a flat rate. So we charge $1,700 a month, $1,700 per month to teach you the specific moves you need to know to grow your business. And that includes videography, photography, web development, search engine optimization, everything that you need to know to grow your business. But then we actually help you implement those proven systems. My partner, Dr. Robert Zellner, between he and I, we've built now it's 14 multi-million dollar companies. And I encourage you to check out that story and to see that proven success, the history of success at ThriveTimeShow.com. Again, so if you're looking to attend a business conference, we can do it. If you're looking for one-on-one business consulting, we can do it. We charge you less money than it would cost you to hire a minimum wage employee. And then we teach you the specific steps you need to know to grow your business. We meet you each and every week to teach you the systems, to hold you accountable, to help you implement those processes. And then we include photography, videography, web development, search engine optimization, workflow design, public relations. We include here executive coaching, how to manage your team. We help you track your leads, how to launch your online ads, how to do photography, videography, sales training. I mean, everything you need to know to start or grow a business, we do that for you. And it also starts at ThriveTimeShow.com. Jordan, you're meeting some great people at the Reawaken America Tour. What kind of person out there would be a great fit to become a client of ours, and who would not be? Because we only take on 160 clients at any given time.
Right. So anyone that really wants to be pushed, anyone that wants to grow, truly wants to grow, because if you don't, you're not going to do what it takes, whether it's more reviews, whether it's video, whatever you need to do. It's how far you're willing to be pushed.
And it's a month-to-month program, so I don't want to waste your month or my month. Most of our clients stick around for almost a decade. But again, we only want to work with diligent doers, people that are willing to put in the effort to grow their business. And if you want to learn more about those business workshops or the one-on-one coaching, go to ThriveTimeShow.com and schedule your free consultation today. My name's Clay Clark. This is Jordan. All right, my name is Clay Clark, and this is Derek Sisney.
Hello.
He is not a male model, but he could be a male model if he wanted to be. He's going to be one. I want to show you something real quick. A lot of people are asking, how do you get the Reawaken America gear? How do you buy it? How do you get the stuff? And I've done a poor job of talking about it. It's almost like a secret to how to get it. What you do is you go to timetofreeamerica.com. All right? And you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You click on this little menu over here, and you click on Shop. And then what happens is, you click here, you figure out, do you want a shirt? Right here, boom. You get the Fauci lied, people died, pick a side shirt. You got the Reawaken America, you got the Thrive Time Show. It's all right there. Or you can click on a book. You can get Fear Unmasked. You can get Now I See, The Art of Getting Things Done, Start Here, etc. And then what happens is, after you buy it, then Angela over here, she gets through it, right? But Angela, fairly certain she's not Antifa. We don't know. But so then the book, the order comes in, and then I'm going to sign the book for you. So I'll devalue the book. So I'll just, you bring them over here and I sign them. We sell like four or five a day. Or maybe three a day.
And then she, where do you go to mail these things?
I go to UPS.
She goes to UPS. So if you're out there, we work for FedEx. We're sorry. But we go to UPS. Okay. So again, and then I'll sign in here for you. So again, if you want to get the swag gear, step one, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You buy the stuff. You go here, timetofreeamerica.com. Once you go here, you click. Let's do it again. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Okay, we're there. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'm going there for the first time. I click. I go to shop. Right there. Shop. Boom. Then it pulls up various interweb things that are occurring right now. Then I figure out what I want to buy. And when I buy it, I will personally sign it and send it to you.
Now, Jordan, I'm sure there's a certain percentage of the population that would like for me to sell them the book but promise not to sign it.
Yeah.
That's also something I do.
It is.
I would be happy to personally not sign a book for you if that's what you want. So if you want to buy a book to learn about the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset, but you're saying, please don't sign it. Please do not devalue the paper in that way. We'd be happy to not sign it. Jordan, would you be happy to sign books if people want you to sign a book?
I will sign if you want me to sign.
Beautiful. My name's Clay Clark. That's Jordan. Get those books. Get that swag. Get that apparel. Get all that Reawaken American gear at timetofreeamerica.com.
So we have that ready, so let's get together and let's do a fantastic painting. I'm going to start off today with a small amount of phthalo blue. And we'll just take and pull a little bit out and then tap the brush. That assures a nice even distribution of color all the way through the brush. Just tap it. Just tap like so. Just go right up here.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar. And my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view. And the Great Reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise.
Don't wait.